Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 14th day of November 2005. It is Monday. Paul Watson, Steve Watson, will be joining us in studio coming up in about an hour and a half. We're also going to have wide open phones today and be taking your phone calls on any issue or news item that you wish to discuss here on air. And we have a ton of really important news and information that we'll be covering as well. Bird flu out of control in Chinese province. Ah, yes, the bird flu is completely and totally out of control. It's spread into another province, and it's attacking chickens and ducks everywhere, so we better give up all of our freedoms. China just loves using this to crack down on their population and show them who's boss. Mammals at greater risk as bird flu strain begins to mutate. And then we continue on with this article out of Japan, the Associated Press. Tamiflu cited in two teen deaths, report says. In Japan, it is listed on the bottle, the government advisory warning that it can cause you to have hallucinations, kind of like Prozac. So we'll tell you about Tamiflu before you start gobbling it for the common flu. And shifting gears, White House declines to rule out torture to thwart attack. They say if it'll stop Al-Qaeda, from getting us, then torture is a good thing, as if you can trust intel from torture, as if you can trust a government that will torture. It's just ridiculous. White House declines to rule out torture to thwart attack. And a little article here out of Drudge. Drones to fly over U.S. cities, as well as blimps, and many different companies like Lockheed Martin and Honeywell have developed or are developing these, and they're getting smaller and smaller. In fact, the LAPD has bought, 14 of these earlier this year, and they're just going to be flying around everywhere with the hundreds of Cessnas and other aircraft the government owns, watching and surveilling us, and they're also moving into armed combat vehicles that are remote controlled to, quote, deal with the terrorist. Microwave guns and sound cannons are being delivered to major metropolitan departments around the country. They've got to suppress us. They've got to dominate us. It's as we enter into this new age of new world order tyranny, and there's just so much more here. There's some good news. Of course, we already knew this. I remember 5, 6, 7, even longer than that, years ago, reading about people who had had HIV for decades, but were taking vitamins and living healthy lifestyles and weren't dying. But every time you get on the medication, you do die. And then almost everyone who was dying from it either had already had autoimmune disease or was a hemophiliac, or they used a lot of methamphetamine or other street drugs that have been cut or produced with deadly chemicals. And you start taking a bunch of mercury and lead and other toxins that are associated with the production of these illegal drugs, that is what literally kills you. And there are actually treatments for that, but they don't tell you about that. They've got more deadly drugs to kill you. And then they find this virus in you. They claim that that's what's killing you. And then they indeed kill you. And by the way, I heard doctors talking about this 15 years ago, and I didn't believe them. I had to read the papers, read the government documents, read the Nobel Prize winner reports on this. But now it's in the BBC. It's in the London Independent. It's just all over the place that, man who might hold the secret to defeating AIDS. Jeb Bush leaves open White House bid. He promised he wouldn't, but promises are made to be broken by these people. GOP memo touts new terror attack as way to reverse party's decline. We talked about this some Friday, but this is big news. I want to get into it. And more about our groundbreaking interview with the Professor Jones on Friday. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big broadcast lined up for you today on this Monday edition. Paul Watson and Steve Watson will both be in studio coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes for the second half of this three-hour transmission against tyranny. We're going to be taking your phone calls coming up, Ginger and Robert and Jeff and Bob and John and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Any issue, any news item, anything you wish to discuss, you're welcome to do it here. And as soon as you hear us move on from a particular caller, that's your chance to call in. I have a lot of people complaining they can never get through to the show, and that's just a little trick to at least try to get in, because we always do love to hear from new callers, as well as a lot of our classic callers. Look, I could spend all day on this, but China, Russia, the U.S., all these countries are using the bird flu as a way to consolidate power and control. The big drug companies are making billions and billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars off of this. There are bird flus every year, as far back as anybody can remember, in Asia, because they breed the different types of fowl right in amongst pigs and cows and other animals, different species of animals, in these big feedlots, and the excrement runs together in these giant slurries, and the mutations. That is a prime breeding ground for these flu viruses to mix in amongst each other in this primordial this primordial type of ooze. And this is what's causing it. And that is where most flus originate from that humans get. And so now they're looking at this particular flu and telling the world, you know, as you know, that if it mutates, we're basically all dead and only world government and martial law can save us. And that just isn't the case. And we have top scientists around the globe saying that it's total hype, total fraud. But that doesn't stop the media and the corporations and our president and the drug makers from making money hand over fist, fear-mongering this. And look, I'm not saying the government isn't going to release some bioweapon. That's their plan. I don't know if it's going to happen this year or 5 years from now or 10 years from now. But I know that all this fear-mongering just plays into their paradigm of control. In the last 5 years in a row, the government admits that the flu shot the public has taken isn't even the right flu vaccine for the dominant flu of the year. In the last 2 years in a row, they've admitted this months before, but people say, I don't care, I want it. So that's just mindlessness, and the flu shot itself has just been proven to have massive side effects and problems. And if an individual over 60 has taken more than four flu shots, there is over a doubling in the chances that they're going to end up having very serious Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's has the exact same list of symptoms and problems the disease does that mercury poisoning has. And you'd be interested to know that the flu shot, for some reason, and there's not even a regulation on this, just magically the scores of companies that make it, predominantly in the U.S. and France and England, they just magically put many, many times higher levels of mercury than in what is in most vaccines. And you could just go read AP articles about it. Oh, they went from 50 times safe levels to 250. No one knows why. And then magically you take a bunch of this and you get brain damage from it. You see, that's how it works. Over your normal life, you're going to eat mercury. You're going to absorb dioxin. You're going to have these poisons in you. Lead, arsenic. And that's one of the dominant things that kills us is the toxin buildup in our joints and bones and our brain and our organs. That's what increases cancer. But you massively supercharge that, it's going to kill you a lot earlier. And I mean, this is not my opinion. Okay, you see, I've already spent 4 minutes on this. That's one article. But bird flu out of control in Chinese province. The Chinese government says the spread of the deadly H5N1 bird flu is one of its provinces is not under control and has warned of a potential disaster there. There have been three fresh outbreaks of the avian virus in the northern eastern province of Liaoning in 24 hours and a new suspected human infection. And the Middle East has now seen its first definite case of H5N1 bird flu. The authorities in Kuwait have confirmed that a migratory flamingo found on a beach dead of the lethal strain. They say another bird suspected of having the virus had the milder H5N2 strain. There have been six outbreaks in the past month in China, and the government has responded by mass culls of poultry, the most recent outbreaks which killed 1,100 chickens, it's the end of the world, folks, prompted the authorities to cull 670,000 poultry in the areas affected and place 116 people in quarantine. But they don't place the millions of people with drug-immune and drug-resistant TB in quarantine. They don't put all the wet lepers, 7,000 a year, that's the cases they know of. They don't put, and I see people walking around, obviously illegal aliens who got stuff that looks suspiciously like leprosy, dripping things on their faces, but it's fine. It's delicious. But they're so worried about this. All these wonderful third world strains of spinal meningitis popping up, killing people. That's okay. You're not supposed to be afraid of that. By the way, I now have the video clip, and I need to play it on air. We'll try to do it today or tomorrow. I have the video clip. Finally, Fox News, got to commend them here locally, admitted the rocket attacks, the mass murders, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. That's right. We're upwards close to 1,000 now this year. I checked, last time I checked was 3 months ago, it was over 600. Now it's getting close to 1,000 dead on our side of the border and their side, just here in Texas, northern Mexico. All-out war, dead cops everywhere, car bombs going off, machine gun attacks from San Antonio to Dallas, U.S. embassies closing, more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. That's an official State Department report. And no one knows. Cops don't know. The public doesn't know. We see these articles and put them all together about the open border war 3 months ago when we first reported. Finally, Fox News locally is calling it a war and reporting on the mass carnage and death. Whole towns, giant cities are, by giant, 100,000 person towns or bigger, are ghost towns. People are moving out in mass. The industry is shutting down. People are afraid to go out on the street at night. I mean, folks, we're talking about all-out just bedlam. Mass murder, burning, machine gunning. And because the news didn't make a big deal out of it, nobody cares. Can you imagine how they'd hype it if Al CIA actually existed outside of the CIA? And outside of Mossad and MI6, if some Arab was actually down there, it had shot five cops, much less upwards of 20 now. Can you imagine the shutdowns, the checkpoints, the helicopters, the army being called in, red alerts, sirens? Alert, alert, homeland, homeland, homeland. Give up all your freedoms, we've got to. But oh no, rocket attacks, machine guns, truck bombs going off, total death. People are like, what's this guy even talking about? The news didn't tell me to worry about it. If they don't tell me about it, it's not a problem. Just like the dripping leprosy and the oozing TB deaths every day in this town from deadly TB. Just the media doesn't talk about it. It's no problem. Put your kids in school. All these illegal alien kids hack on them with the drug-resistant TB, drug-immune TB. And what's the government's number? They say in a year somebody with TB will give 45 people the disease. Okay, see, now I've covered three articles here, and I have not even gotten moving yet. But you should be aware of this little tidbit. You really should be aware of this. Tamiflu cited in two teen deaths. Report says two teenage boys who took the antiviral drug Tamiflu exhibited abnormal behavior that led to their deaths. One jumped in front of an oncoming truck. And the other apparently fell from a building, the Associated Press is reporting and major Japanese papers are reporting. Following the first incident, which took place last year, the prescription drug in Japan began carrying a warning that says possible side effects include abnormal behavior and hallucinations, the major Japanese paper reported. And then it goes into how there have been a bunch of other strange behaviors and bizarreness going on associated with Tamiflu, which a lot of experts are reporting doesn't even protect you from the flu. Where do I start? Number one, when we get back from break, I'm just going to go straight to your calls. But coming up, I'm going to spend some time on this. White House declines to rule out torture to thwart attack. I mean, we need to talk about this. Meanwhile, denying that they torture people and saying it's an urban legend. And Shalabi was here last week, and he said it's an urban legend that he lied to us with WMD information. The same thing that Rumsfeld said. He said, I never said there were WMDs. That's a total urban legend. That's just a conspiracy theory. But we'll get into that. Also, these drones to be over all our major cities watching us. You know, it's freedom. And more on the man who might hold the secret to defeating AIDS. Admittedly, people who take masses of vitamins and take care of themselves and stop snorting methamphetamine, they stop dying of it because it isn't the virus that does it. And again, be afraid, be very afraid. It's probably going to end up being, Arnold looks like he's out of the running in 08, but probably still in 012. He's still got to expose this monster. But it's shaping up. He swore he was, had no plans for president, said he would not do it. Repeat, it was a total lie. Jeb Bush leaves open White House bid. Reuters. It'll be Jeb and Hillary, two crime partners. I mean, it's actual theater. It's totally staged. Running, and you'll just have to vote for a Bush. Can't have an evil Hillary in there, and it'll be the same program. This is how they stage it. GOP memo touts new terror attack as way to reverse party's decline. And this is confirmed in Capitol Hill Blue as the highest record of integrity, and they got this from inside their multiple White House sources. And it fits in with other PNAC statements. So how wonderful it'd be if a whole bunch of us got killed and just how they hope it happens real soon. Oh, I'm sure you'll probably make it happen. So we'll learn to worship you one way or the other, huh? And there have been some new developments with Professor Jones that we had on last Friday. Proud of my radio producer getting him first before any other show did.
even if other shows claim credit for it.
That's okay.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Friday, I'd like you to come see my new movie, I'll Walk the Line. All right, just a gratuitous plug for that movie. I can't wait to go see it. All right, total mindless, diversionary idiocy. Excuse me for opening the segment that way. I was talking to John, who runs the show during the break. He was talking about that movie coming out Friday, how he wanted to go see it. And so I thought I would just remind people. I think that is coming out Friday. John, are you right about that? I haven't really been following it, quite frankly. Paul Watson and his brother Steve Watson, both in studio here in the United States, joining us coming up in the next hour. And we can probably get him to tell you the story about how I led him over the wrong way at Enchanted Rock yesterday, and we had to do some impromptu rock climbing, hanging on by our fingertips. We only fell a couple times. That was fun. Okay, got a lot of serious news coming up, but let's go to all your calls. Let's start just hammering through them in this short segment and then coming up in the long segment after the break. Let's talk to Ginger in Georgia. Ginger, good to hear from you. Welcome.
Yes, hi. We saw something this morning that is going to blow your mind. A gentleman that was one of the CIA analysts came on CNN and told the truth about everything. And people were calling in about the New World Order and all this. I mean, it was just awesome. So I got in touch with all the reps, and I said,
Did Ray McGovern or somebody get on to you?
Yeah. Yes.
Unbelievable. They let Ray McGovern on C-SPAN. Who was conducting Washington Journal?
I don't remember. I've just listened to what he was saying. But, I mean, everybody was calling in going crazy, and I called the reps about it. I said, we need to call a 911 commission meeting right now. I said, this administration is gone. I mean, after what he told, it's gone.
Well, I know this. I mean, we had one of the high-level Reagan administration officials, public servants on, Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Roberts, and this is, you know, editor for the Wall Street Journal.
I know.
He's on saying the government's terrorists, they're, you know, they'll carry out terror attacks.
Yep.
I mean, listen, the facts are the facts. We now have White House memos where they're saying we need another one, and right now.
Okay, now the reps are aware of this. There are some group of guys I'm working with up there in Washington, okay? They're fighting the New World Order. And I'm going to tell you, one of them is Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Ginger,
got up there and told them off to their face the other day for the second time.
Well, Ginger, that's good news, and thanks for the call. Did anybody else see Ray McGovern on C-SPAN today? I've got to get that on tape. I always say I'm going to do that, and then I forget. The only time we seem to get it is if you send it to us. Won't they re-air Washington Journal tonight? But, you know, I'd like to go online and find that, maybe play some clips of Ray McGovern. But, you know, you've heard Ray McGovern here for years. And look, 2 years ago, Ray wasn't this radical. But now he comes right out and says, oh, yeah, there's criminal element running the government. They may carry out terror attacks. They've carried out terror attacks in the past. He was number five at the CIA during the Reagan administration. And then he was even higher than that, the chief briefer for George H.W. Bush. And, you know, we have NSA officers on. We've had so many people on. I mean, German defense ministers on, high-level members of British Parliament on. So many prominent people. It's just the facts are the facts are the facts. And I'm glad to hear that you're excited about this. They really can't hold back the truth any longer. Unless they carry out a terror attack, which is what they're probably going to do, folks. And it's probably going to be a bio attack, and they're going to tell you it's bird flu, and it's going to be bad. I mean, I don't know they're going to do that this year or next year or the next, but it's in the cards. They're really making preparations for it. Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, just real quick, I got something happened this morning here in Austin about 10 o'clock this morning, just a real quick flash, and just a confirmation of your police state is happening. I live over here near 51st and Guadalupe, about a block from the Intermural Fields. Well, the Travis County Sheriff came this morning to arrest one of my neighbors, this little bitty girl, and I don't know what she did, but I didn't see. I looked out my window, and I saw two Marine-looking guys. They were wearing these olive drab BDUs with sheriff embroidered across the back with combat boots. These two big shaved head Marine, I thought, I wanted to go outside and ask them, hey, why are y'all dressed like soldiers, you know, to come arrest somebody, you know, and it was just real bizarre, but I was real angry, and I know better than to, you know, to say anything to them, because then, they'd probably take me in, too, but,
Well, I'll tell you what the police state is, brother. It's the armored vehicles. It's the face scanning software and the cameras. It's the cell phones tracking your every movement. And then the militarized police with skull tattoos, that's just part and parcel of it.
Now they're dressing the part. I mean, it's total intimidation factor, and, plus they don't even have exempt plates on their cars anymore. They're just using regular Texas license plates on the unmarked car, so you can't tell.
Anything else, Robert?
No, but that war is heading this way on the border, and people.
I hear you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Jeff and Bob and John and Rodney and others, and get into some news. You know, it feels really good to have been a trailblazer. I am blessed. I am so thankful to God Almighty that my eyes were open to government-sponsored terrorism many years ago. I mean, I understood the governments carried out terror attacks routinely to blame it on their enemies or to crack down on their populations or both. But Oklahoma City was a major, major, major wake-up call. I mean, clearly a government op. We know the names of the people, how they did it, how they got the bombs in, what they did, the diversionary blast, everything from A to Z. And then Bill Clinton, a year later, on Air Force One, he'd had about a 30% approval rating, 32% approval rating. And then a year later, he had a 68% approval rating. And they said, what do you owe the revival of your presidency to in your reelection? And he said, the Oklahoma City bombing. Oklahoma City bombing brought us together as a nation. And in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, really the definitive film on government-sponsored terror, the classic. I mean, I had that sucker out just 4 months after 9/11, and it's frankly one of my best films, if not my best. It covers a brief history of government-sponsored terror, from the Reichstag, you know, right through the Gulf of Tonkin, to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Then it gets into what happened at the first World Trade Center bombing, where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers, publicly admitted it. See, that stuff's just public, but no one gets in trouble. And then we get into Oklahoma City. We spend 40 minutes in Oklahoma City. Then we spend another 40 minutes on 9/11. Then we spend a bunch of time on the police state they're going to set up, the thumb scanners in the grocery stores, the arresting people for their political speech or owning firearms, all Christians are terrorists, the training manuals, FEMA actually teaching from the manuals. We don't just have the manuals and mainstream news articles about the manuals. We actually have them teaching it. I mean, there's no debating it, boys and girls. And see, that's it's almost a three-hour film. Then you got my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, so well-produced, so much information, so shocking. The latest 9/11 info, it's a compendium. It's exactly 3 hours and 45 seconds long. You really need that miniseries. And then, of course, American Dictators, documenting how the left and right are owned by the very same people, and that's right at 2 hours. Actually, the DVD's more than 2 hours. All three of those for $44.95. That is over a $30 discount. That's the three DVD special right now. And I hope you'll get them. It thrills me to no end to know that you're getting them, you're making copies, you're getting them out to people. If we do not expose who's behind the terror, the government's going to carry more terror out. They're going to set up concentration camps. They're already built. They're going to start arresting and torturing people. They're going to take your private property. We're going to live in a total hellhole, retina scanning to buy and sell and live our lives. Now, I mean, again, I was a weirdo to say that 5-6 years ago because I was reading their own documents. Now it's on the news as they get you ready for it. Torture is good. Secret arrest is good. Breaking up families is good. Forced inoculations is good. Forced drugging is good. All of this classical tyranny is good. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And we're talking about the end of America here. Again, the very people that say give up your rights or the terrorist will get you and America will die, they're the very ones signing deals, dismantling our liberties, dismantling our border, dismantling our sovereignty, dismantling our industry, and openly bragging and snickering about it. They openly call you slaves in position papers. You know, this is nothing new, this White House memo, but it's just another statement, and it should scare us, where they say, well, terrorist attacks will be really great, big ones that kill a whole bunch of people, that we could use their sorrow to then get our agenda through. I mean, they stop one razor's hair from saying we're going to do it. And believe me, those memos are there. And they got all sorts of horrible stuff. They hired us, 5 years ago, a Hollywood script writing firm, $40 million a year, $44 million, excuse me, to write fake scripts of terrorist attacks. And guess what? One of those scripts was hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center and Pentagon, the whole script. See, they need a script. And then if they get caught with a script, they say they're simply studying a possible scenario for a terror attack. And they even float the scripts and produce TV shows off of them months before. It's like a big joke to them. These are sick people, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very sick. And when Brzezinski calls you and I a slave and talks about how they've got to enslave us for world government, I mean, this isn't a joke, people. That's the former National Security Advisor. That's the founder of the Trilateral Commission. That's the guy that advises the neocons. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just, I'm not radical. I'm just a normal, good old boy who's got some street smarts, who's willing to read when somebody says I'm their slave and they're going to take all my rights and they're going to destroy my family's liberty and force drug me. I'll get on the radio and say it's wrong. I'm simply willing to repeat what these creatures have said. So there's nothing really special about this broadcast other than we also steer away from disinfo. We steer away from things that can't be proven, which so much of our community, the truth community, is obsessed with. And, folks, most of that's COINTELPRO. If somebody wants you to just fight with each other all day, and if somebody tells you you can't move forward and you don't have power and you can't affect change, they're of the devil, to use the term they're so fond of. I was listening to one of the other so-called Patriot Networks this weekend, and they had these two yahoos on there. And they were going, listen, we've never had a victory that's real. It's all the New World Order letting us have victories, and we can't do anything against this system, and there's nothing we can do, and they're just all powerful, and it's just, there's nothing we can do. And there's these people on the air saying we're having victories, and it's just not true. And I knew exactly who they were talking about. It was the most sniveling garbage I've ever heard. Let me tell you something. We've had so many victories, it's ridiculous. Thank God. If we weren't on the front lines fighting, if we weren't engaging the enemy, if we weren't standing up against them and putting our full weight against them, we would already be in a brave new world matrix-like system. I mean, that's what the government openly wants. An 85-plus reduction in population, 85-plus percent, compact cities, total enslavement, one-child policies, shaved heads, gray uniforms, literally worshiping world government. Now, that's their plan, people. You know, we've got the number of abortions down, so it's not perfect. It's better than nothing. We've gone from 70-some percent for abortion 20 years ago to 70-plus percent against it. And states moving all over the place to restrict it. Believe me, we would have had total amnesty if we wouldn't have beaten it three times. We would have had all these hate crimes laws, we wouldn't have beaten it. And if you can, well, you know, the end's coming, there's nothing we can do, and it's of the devil if you try to stop it. That is a fraud. All the prophets did, and what the founding fathers did, and what good people have done throughout history, is go and warn them and fight them and try to stop it, and sometimes they did, and sometimes they didn't, and sometimes some listened and were saved, and the rest were destroyed. But that's the point here. Look, consequences belong to God. Forget which founding father said it. Consequences up to God. Duty is ours. Well, there's no reason to help that old lady get mugged. There's four of them. You're gonna lose for sure. I don't have to do a cost-benefit analysis. I don't think about it. You can call me stupid and weak and dumb, and I guess a lot of people who think, oh, I look out for number one, I guess that type of individual would look at me as a fool. That I am, I wouldn't even think about it. If I saw them mugging some young woman out that window right now in that alley I'm looking at, there wouldn't be any discussion, there wouldn't be any thought about it. There wouldn't be any debate. I would only think about how to sneak up on them and attack them as quickly as possible, or I'd probably just charge right in. You can call me a dumb ox if you want, but I'm just a human being. I've got my basic instincts intact. That's how normal people behave. And they've driven this instinct from us. They've driven the instinct from us to protect our children. They've driven the instinct from us to protect our societies. They've driven these basic instincts out of us, or they're misdirecting them into false tribal simulated warfare, sports, and all the rest of it. I mean, it's a sick joke. And let me just say this. We are blessed to have the GCN Radio Network. We are blessed to have the websites out there. We're blessed to have the alternative news we've got. I am thankful. I am incredibly honored. I am just completely blown away. You know, nobody is in the office right now, and I'm looking at the Waddy Watts at the window. My staff are both at the store. One of them's in the electronics store, and the other's off getting his lunch. And they're out there locked out, so I wonder if I can yell at them through this inner room out to the other windows and they'll hear me. I know they see me. There's this key point I always want to make, and I always get distracted before I say it. We are blessed to have these venues. I am very thankful for them, and I think all the listeners should be thankful for them and should support them. And it's just this loser mentality of we can't fight City Hall, we can't get involved, there's nothing we can do. It's that attitude that got us in the position we're in today, and now we're trying to dig out of it. And I know this, even if we fail, digging out of it's going to save a lot of people. It's going to lessen the blow of the New World Order. It's going to hold back just how sick and horrible it actually gets. Just the jellyfish mentality is unspeakable. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and play this little newscast piece, and literally I get emailed about 10 of these a day, but keep them coming. All over the country they're announcing how great thumb scanning is, and how wonderful thumb scanning is, and how soon we'll all be thumb scanned to buy and sell, and how it keeps you safe from identity fraud, and how it's the next best thing to slice bread. So let's go ahead and roll that little piece, and then we'll be right back and take your calls.
At the Cub Food Store in Bridgeview, while other customers stand in line to pay cash, check, or credit, Anthony Buzinskas pulls out his finger.
You don't have to go here. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that.
You hear the bing, bang, boom, and you're out.
In the snap of a finger, or in this case, the point of a finger, you can pay your bill with the store's new pay-by-touch technology.
Very simple.
You sign up at the kiosk. The machine scans your license, accepts your secret 7-digit number, and records your fingerprint.
At this point, you simply insert your check.
The money is taken out of your checking account when the machine confirms your ID from your finger.
My name.
Cub installed the new system to shorten the checkout line.
You want to come in, shop, and then get through the checkout lane as fast as possible. And Pay by Touch allows us to speed up that process for them.
You don't have to carry the cash or the, you know, credit cards, bulky credit cards, whatever. I just think it's a great idea. It's so futuristic.
Cub stores are the first in the Chicago area to offer Pay by Touch, but this fingertip payment is expected to catch on. Dorothy Tucker, CBS 2 News.
Now, they've done national studies and polls, and the biometric consortiums have meetings, and they've got whole websites and whole magazines that track it, and they say you all basically hate it. 90-plus percent of you can't stand it. You think it's evil, and they just laugh at you, and they tell the retailers how to make you take it. Now, notice, it makes it so quick. It's so easy. It's so fast. They've already got self-checkout lanes, boys and girls, and adding another identification system to it only increases all of that. This is for the national sales tax, period, because it's going to be graduated. And you've got Borts and all the rest of them out pushing the fair tax, but see, they're going to keep the income tax with it, and then you're going to have to thumb scan so that, oh, we can't have people who are in the lower sales tax bracket off buying for rich people. And discounting those that are in the 28% sales tax bracket for those that, don't have any sales tax cost. If you make under $18,000, there's not going to be any tax on you for some key items, like groceries, food and things like that. But it's going to be very low for other items as well. And it's going to bring federal control into all terminals, all sales. No more cash. Even if you pay cash, you will have to thumbprint to do it. It is the most hellish development you can imagine. But it's just like the thumb scanning. A decade ago began to go into place, and the average person just didn't want to believe this is happening. And then we go back 6 years ago when they passed a law that in 2001, and this is years before 2001, well, actually, let me count up the years. It was 1996 when they passed the federal law that all cell phones would track you down to 15 feet and listen to you with the audio system as a bugging device, even when the phone's off. And they paid the phone companies to put it in, so that's 4 years, and then it's 2005, so it's actually almost 9 years ago. The law went into effect 5 years later in 2001, October 1st. And you still tell the average person that their every movement is tracked by the cell phone. You tell the average person that it can be used as a bug to listen to them. They just roll their eyes and giggle. Well, if you think that's bad, folks, this new system, now they're announcing they're going to use cell phones to give you tickets when you speed. The cell phone will show that you sped from point A to point B. That's already beginning. They're going to use it to administer tolls. It'll just be added onto your phone bill because they're having trouble in some states getting the transponder laws passed. And they're going to track you and control you. And the way they're announcing it publicly, it's in the industry publications what they're really going to do. But the way they're announcing it publicly is that, it's just going to be used for the traffic systems to judge how fast traffic's moving. But don't worry, it's total anonymity while they're scanning your cell phone and tracking you. So, I mean, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to do? I'm actually flabbergasted right now. I'm dumbfuddled. I mean, I can't even talk right now. I'm so sick of it. It's so obvious. It's so disgusting. It's so all-encompassing. It's so controlling. It's so un-American. And all over the nation, they pull out the self-service. They put in the... I'm actually speechless right now, ladies and gentlemen. I actually am. I don't even have anything to say anymore about it. They pull out the service lanes, they put in self-service. Then they put in thumb scanners and tell you if you want food, if you want the products, do it. And we're about a year from almost every major chain putting in the thumb scanners, about a year. And then about a year after that, they're going to say you got to do it because they're simply going to remove the service checkout lanes. And you've already been in the grocery store at 10 o'clock at night when there's no one there to check you out. You got to use self-serve. You've already been in the Home Depot when it happens. It's happened to me. And chances are, if you're in a good-sized city, it's already happened to you. And this is domestication. This is enslavement. This is the end of the country. And if you're going to let them do this to your children, c'est la vie. I mean, we cannot put up with it. But notice how they act like everybody's doing it. Everybody loves it. It's fun. Oh, it's so futuristic. Oh, it's so neat. And it's that same exact script, those same exact comments with just different reporters on ABC, CBS, NBC, you name it, across the board. It doesn't matter what station it is, where it is. That shows you the control. This is like, again, a late-night science fiction horror movie, and I'm the guy breaking in, you know, over the Matrix lines to warn you. I mean, it's literally at that level, and it's so obvious. All right, we'll come back. It's 40 minutes till our guests are on, so we have plenty of time to do your calls. I'll go to Jeff, I'll go to Bob, I'll go to John, I'll go to Rodney. I'll get to everybody. It's just, it's such a nightmare what's happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we have the White House with memos to Republican leaders about how great terrorist attacks would be to get their agenda going. We have different cities banning guns around the country. We have just a whole cornucopia of tyranny taking place against us. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Mass. Jeff, thanks for holding. Welcome. I guess he's listening on the computer, or there's a delay on the station. He doesn't hear me. Let's go ahead and move on then. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing? I understand you went up to Enchanted Rock yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You must have to go up the right trail because you weren't messing around on the back way if you had to do some climbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Watson's in town?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. And one more thing before I really get started. I guess they're talking about the Washington Journal. How about the CIA? Some guys from the CIA were on TV talking about everything.
Yes, I've gotten a lot of calls that Ray McGovern was talking about, government-sponsored terrorism and other things like that, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll throw my 2 cents in. I guess the way you have to see it, Alex, is that you're definitely rising. I remember a time, maybe like 2-3 years ago, where I didn't hear too many people talk about you, and if they did talk about you, they'd say conspiracy theorists. Well, I've been keeping my ears to the streets, and I've been hearing a lot of different people talking about you. It's like a catch-22 the way I'm looking at it. GCN's rising, RBN's rising, yourself's rising. As you rise, you have to see society's coming down because this is the level, because of where we are in this country and because of the information that you know.
Sir, I appreciate your call, but, it isn't about Alex Jones rising. There's nothing rising. The numbers of readers of the website is rising, but it's not about that. It's about exposing government corruption and saving our society. This is about survival. This isn't about being a big shot and, people thinking I'm cool. I could care less. The show isn't about Alex Jones. I try to explain that to people. Earlier I was being self-deprecating. This is obvious. They're calling us slaves. They're putting in slave grids to track everything we do and to control us and to tax us and to abuse us. Case closed. Thank you so much for the kind words, Bob. And it is good news that using Alex Jones as a figurehead or as a sounding board or as an indicator if you look at the individual Alex Jones, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I was really a kook. And then, on 9/11 saying it was a government op, man, that guy's out there. I had so-called patriots walk up to me and go, you piece of garbage. And then lots of exposés exposing me. People were writing exposés a year after 9/11 saying, and I was, just absolutely full of it, full of baloney concerning 9/11. And now those very people claim they broke all the 9/11 stories and they're to watch people who criticize me for telling the truth. And then now they claim that they are just the grand poobahs of it. Anybody who says they're the grand poobah, don't walk, run the other direction. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Boston. John, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to call up... I'm feeling good out here because I've been noticing the effect of making copies of your videos and spreading them around. What difference it makes? And to let you know, I have a good friend who served in Vietnam. I'm sorry, in the Iraq War, and just got back. And I showed him your videos. Started making copies, distributing them at his gun club.
I tell you what, stay there. When we come right back after this break, I want to hear about it. And then coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to have Paul Watson and his brother Steve Watson, who obviously are a lot of the energy behind PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. They'll be joining us. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.